Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't
stop. It's the Murder Master Music Show. 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 It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Welcome to episode 304 of Murder Master Music Show. We got a special guest tonight, author and artist Ronald Risky Brent. You might know him from some very famous album covers that he did over the years, including Tupac's Illuminati, a lot of work for Death Row. We're going to bring him on right now. I think he's at a book sign, so we don't have much time. We're going to get right into it. How you doing, Ronald?
Man, I'm doing good, man.
Black. And you got the book Risky Forever, I believe that's available right now, is it not?
Yeah, it's available right now. Risky Forever, from the streets to the industry, my life and art on Death Row Records.
Now, I find it very interesting because you did a lot of crucial pieces. When did you start doing artwork for Death Row?
I started doing artwork for Death Row at the first part of 1996. Right before the All Eyes on Me album dropped. That was my first project, the centerfold for that.
Okay. So you got, what a hell of a project to jump in the mix in with. What was it like working with Tupac, and how was he in describing to you what he wanted?
I mean, working with Tupac, it was like, to me, it was kind of like a dream come true because, I was already a fan of his even before I got on Death Row. Just listening to, like, Brenda's Had a Baby, watching the movie, too. And then, reading about him a lot. And then, listening to Me Against the World, that album, I was fascinated with him. So it was a real crazy experience to be able to sit right next to him and talk to him about, what he wanted to do for albums. On the All Eyes on Me album, I really didn't get that good of an explanation because my boy Head Dog, rest in peace, he ended up getting the artwork and he brought it. He ended up bringing it to me, and then we kind of collabed on our first project. So he had already had it on his mind, and I already got the word from Tupac on what we were supposed to do on that album.
Yeah. Well, the most famous piece I think he did was probably the Illuminati piece. What was the process like as far as doing that? Was Pac, hands-on with you and telling you what he wanted? If so, how was he breaking it down?
Actually, that's kind of a crazy story, because when I first found out about doing the Columinati album, I had got a call from Suge from the main office telling me what they wanted to put together. And at that same time, he was telling me about that. We had a meeting later on that night, which I wrote about it in my book, From the Streets to the Industry. We had a meeting that same night at Gladstone. I took the mock-up to him. I showed Suge. Suge told me, let's get to work on it. I got to work on it. Maybe about a week later, I met up with Pop. That was even before I already knew that he wanted to be on the Cross, but I never filled in the Cross. So when I had to meet up with Pop to show him, he explained to me what he wanted the Cross to be, and in the inside he wanted the roadmap. And in the roadmap, he wanted to display cities across the East and the West.
Wow, that's an iconic cover. It came out, you know, phenomenal. I remember when they revealed it. Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what the industry did to him. I mean, symbolized what he went through and his struggles. Did you get to know Pac at all?
I mean, yeah. Pac was one of the main reasons why I was on that bro. I mean, Suge introduced me to Tupac while they were shooting the California Love video at the Compton Swap Meet. And Pac looked through my portfolio, and maybe about a month later, I was working on that project. And a month after that, I was hired on the Death Row to do other artwork underneath Joe Cool and Hen Dawg.
Wow. So he already had Columinati in the works while he was already working on All Eyes on Me.
No, I can't say that, because All Eyes on Me was already, like, basically at a billion sold before I even started working on Columinati. I didn't start working on Columinati until maybe about August, the end part of August, the beginning of September, because right after I turned it in, I turned the album artwork into Pac the same day, finished the same day, that Friday before we left for Vegas, which was September the 6th.
The next day he got shot.
Next day he got shot, bro.
Wow.
No, that kind of tore my career off, because that same day he was telling me how he was getting ready to host an art show for me. Death Row had already given me a budget to start buying canvases and like basically start doing artwork, and Pac was going to be the host of my art show. So he didn't make it back from Vegas. So all of that kind of fell by the wayside.
Yeah, and we know the rest. How do you feel about this biopic coming up?
I mean, I would have to see it to even. I saw the trailer for it. I mean, it seems interesting, but I mean, I have to really see it in order to just give my opinion on it. You know what I mean? But so far from what I've seen, it seems like it's interesting enough to make me want to step out and go see the movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. It looks pretty intense.
Yeah, it does, but the only thing that I feel like, if they're going to do it, I feel like it can't be a real Tupac story if they're not going to go into the Machiavelli album.
Right. Yeah, that's real. You got to. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. What were some of the other art pieces you did for Death Row?
I mean, I did Death Row's Greatest Hit. I did Daz Dillinger's Retaliation, Revenge, and Get Back. I did Christmas on Death Row Records. I did, or Nate Dogg, he wasn't even part of Death Row. He left Death Row, but I had did the artwork for Nate Dogg. I did the artwork for Superfly. I did quite a few pieces there. And then I had other work that I did that never had the opportunity to come out, which is all, like, kind of placed in my books.
Yeah, it's iconic. And the book, The Risky Forever That's Out Available is available right now. Before we get out of here, what was Suge like? Was he easy to work for? A lot of people paint him in a negative light. What were your experiences like with Suge?
Working at Death Row, I never had an experience with Suge. You know what I mean? I came from the same neighborhood Suge came from. So I got nothing but love. When I was at work, I mean, I really didn't have to work hard, because a lot of times the projects would come up I would do the project. The project might be doing a month. I'll have the project done in the day, so that gave me time to hang out in the studio, just be able to chill. I mean, Suge was, at that time, Suge was very appreciative of me. He always showed me love. So I never had a problem with him like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. Same thing, you know, a lot of people painted a negative picture of Jerry Heller, but we've had several people on the show that love them to death at work or something.
Suge is who he is. You feel me? Everybody will have a different story about Suge. I mean, it depends on what line you were in with him at to give him whatever attitude he had with you. If you was on the loving side, you was on the loving side. If you was on the wrong side, you got the wrong side. You know what I mean? But I can't really speak too much because I haven't really experienced that wrong side because I was getting checked.
Yeah, most definitely. Now the book, Risky Forever, From the Streets to the Industry, My Life and Art on Death Row Records, it's available right now. Matter of fact, I believe you're at a book sign, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm up at Hall of Fame right now. So I'm here to do a book sign in Hall of Fame, just released some limited clothing by me and Joe Cool. So we up here hanging right now. Right now, I'm grabbing a bite to eat with my boy Michael Nemekis. He's the one who edited the book, did a lot of work on the book with me. So we kind of just chilling right now, eating some food, and then we're about to go step a couple of doors down, and you know, the Hall of Fame to hang out till till the end of the night.
That's what's up. People want to get the book. You got a website they can go to?
Yeah, you can catch the book. You can get the book at riskyforever.com, and that's RISKIEFOREVER.com. You can catch the book there with some of my other merchandise. I also sell, like, prints of my artwork from the Death Row days. Like, you know, I just most recently put up skateboard decks. I got T-shirts. I got merchandise from those days that's on there also.
Yeah, so you got all kinds of stuff. I saw you got skateboards and skateboard decks and stuff. You know, so that's what's up, man. Definitely. Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys for having me.
No doubt, man. We'll get at you real soon. Hope the book does real good, and if you want to get it over to us, we'll definitely review it over at the site. We get a lot of traffic over there, so...
Okay,
you know,
y'all just, you know, hit me up on my Facebook like y'all been doing, you know, and message me, and we'll see what we can work out.
That's what it is. All right, homie, you take care of yourself, man.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it, man. You guys have a good evening.
All right, right on, man.
Peace.
Yeah, that was Ronald Risky Brent. The book is Risky Forever. You know what I'm saying? From the Streets to the Industry, My Life and Art on Death Row Records. Look for that. Some of the pieces he did, of course, was the Illuminati album for Tupac. That's one of my favorite Tupac albums. It's between that, Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me, Tupacalypse Now, Thug Life, and Strictly. It's all of them. Except for
yeah,
his
yeah.
album. It's hard to pick a favorite Pac album, man. It really
right.
is. You said... Me Against the World. Sometimes, man, I'm really feeling that album, and sometimes it's All Eyes on Me, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Risky for coming through. I know he's got another event he's doing, so we appreciate him for stopping by. But make sure you get that. Also, do me a favor and go check out. Last night's interview, or not last night, the night before, you know what I'm saying, we had the homie from Detroit to Flint, we had Project Born, we had the homie Monte Cristo, and then, you know what I'm saying, we had KD from the Lynch Mob, you know what I'm saying, the Lynch Mob is actually getting back together, that's wild shit, man, 22, 23 years after their last album, so, you know what I'm saying? Check that out. Just go to the website. You know what I'm saying? Show some support. And also hit that donation link up at the top. You know what I'm saying? We gotta do what we gotta do. This isn't free. You gotta You know what I'm saying? Gotta pay the bills like anyone else. You know what I'm saying? I will say this. We might be having something for you in the future. You know what I'm saying? Something for you to represent for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you know exactly what the fuck it is just yet. But something might be coming.
Right,
right. Real soon. Gonna need your support on that. Tomorrow, Underground Saturday Night, episode 18.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys need to call into that motherfucker, man. You guys hit the lines, you know what I'm saying? Call in and kick it with Mac and Vel. They got a hell of a show. You guys, you know, you really cover a lot of different bases. It's not just one thing. You know what I'm saying? You go into all different areas. So.
Yeah, we be all over the place with it. They need to check us out, players, for real, man. Well, voice coming back,
hell
too,
yeah.
So.
Yeah,
we'll be stuffy mixed stuff
until
come tomorrow.
DJ Max is going to be in the building. He's going to be on the ones and twos, I heard. So I'll be looking for that. You know you got a good selection of music on the board, so we don't know what
the
hell you're going to play.
Yeah, plenty of that shit.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, let's go on a little break, and then we'll kick it for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? This is Street Fame, Thug Life. Be right back.
It was a dope spot, Thug Dog, 101 scrapping. That's the way it was way before all the scrapping. I'm a bucket pop from the G's in the hood. What it worth, it's a dirt, never snitch, never would. Pulling fat tag bars with my nigga B, going up fast, coming back, sipping in the seat. 17 years old and I felt like a darn ass bitch. And I had my pick up any five bitch. And my family was known to be crazy. Like me all representing no matter who sets it on. Street power, why you niggas flipping, you dumb shit. I'll be by my motherfucking grit, nothing else. Cause between me and mine, yes, remember that. Damn, it's a shame. But still I'm in the game, tryna get street.
I know they wish they never had me. In and out of jail by 12, selling out of school. Cause I was living by the street rules, hanging with hogs, dropping dogs in the little boat. I was getting my respect, but I was still broke. To the game and expanded to the cocaine. Went from double up to swinging them whole things. Touching through my mail, name ringing like a bell. And even with no proof, they gonna put me in jail. If I say so, that I'm out of control. Motherfuckers got to, but I still roll. My cash on my dash on my cockpit. They wouldn't know a motherfucker if he didn't have shit. So while I'm ballin', they kicking up dust. Keep some skull crushed. Bitch made niggas know not to fuck with us. Cause I'm living on the edge. I'm blasting lead. Wanted by the fans. They got to take their name. So fucking drop a bucket in the inner city. In the land of no pity. I made it by the street.
I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar. Made it by street. I'm a superstar. Feel the pain in this dirty game. I know I'm on my way to hell. Ain't no better quick road for all the niggas that I done smoked. The hood that took me under, a nigga got the horn. So get it quick because I'm there with my homie squad. I kill for my niggas kill for me. That's the love you get from the dirt when you put that work seat. I'm a cheat when that gang of niggas after me tryna kill me. Cause I smoke they homies. But don't the crowd comes around, that's what makes it work. I smoke blood all day to keep my mind off of. They don't stop, who my cat get fucked up. Let me find all the ones I've shot for peace of God. And it don't matter if I rap the flame. Cause I throw a battle for mine, fuck the flame.
I'm a superstar, made it by speaker, man.
back, everybody. Sorry for the short delay. That's Blog Talk. Yeah, dude was in and out, you know what I'm saying? Apparently, you know, we scheduled this about a week ago. I like to try to schedule shows a good week in advance if possible. Apparently, he had another engagement, you know what I'm saying, which is all good. He was in and out, got a couple questions in about the book. He was able to promote his book. We were able to speak on talk a little bit. All right, cool. You know, we'll bring him on again next time if he wants to come on. Maybe he'll stay a little bit longer. Other than that, you know, it is what it is. Do what we got to do. Shit, man, I think we're gonna get the fuck out of here. It's probably the shortest show we've ever done, to be honest with you.
Yeah, one of them.
20 minutes. I thought Schooly D, Sin just told me that this was shorter than Schooly D.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, shout out to the homie, Sin's reminded me, you know, Big Naz. You know, Big Naz, he got a best-selling book. We helped revive his book a little bit, and he was very humble about it. Ben Westhoff just dropped Original Gangsters. It's blowing up everywhere. We were the first ones to really get press for him on that book, and it's blowing up
too.
He's been on the show twice, and he's going to even come on the show a third time. He said he's down for whenever. So shout out to the ones that actually, you know, that are that actually know who the Murder Master Music Show is and what we're about. You know, we're not just some regular online radio show, even though we are an online radio show. We're a little bit more extraordinary than your fucking average. So, you know, check the Hollywood shit at the door. You know, no names to be mentioned, but, you know, sometimes folks might get us twisted with other people. You know, we're not the DJ of lads and things of that nature. But then again, we're also not your regular guy with a telephone that's just going to be, you know, doing a blog talk show, just talking about nothing. We're going to bring you guests each and every fucking week, maybe one, two, three, maybe even more times. We're going to do the best to continue to do what we got to do. Keep going to UGSForLife.com and supporting what we're doing. Make sure to check out Underground Saturday night tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central. Then we're going to have a church. Hopefully Skinny can come on the show. Lane's already confirmed that she's going to be on the show with me. Man, we got to talk about this crap that's continuing to go on, man. This horrible shit, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about police brutality and people getting slaughtered for nothing. I just saw a guy have a stroke and they were pepper spraying him. Another guy just got a cop got 200. One good thing I saw, a cop got 230 years for raping 13 women. He got 230
years. And he cried like a little bitch, too.
Yeah, you seen that? Yeah, he's crying like a bitch. Well, because he knew that what was getting ready to come for the next 230 years was somebody inside his ass. And he knew what was coming. But, you know, turn about fair play. That's what you get, motherfucker. So good riddance to him. They charged the female officer who gunned down an innocent man with his hands in the air earlier in the week. They charged her with first-degree manslaughter, which she more than likely is going to get off. And that's the type of stuff we're going to talk about this Sunday, and, of course, a whole bunch of other things. We might even talk about the invisible cities you've been seeing over the fucking clouds in China. You hear about that shit, Mac? People seeing cities up in the fucking sky.
I heard about that.
I'll send you a video. It'll trip your mind out. And it was reported on the news. It was even on Ancient Aliens. People in China been videotaping this weird phenomenon. I think personally it's some hologram, but they videotaped this, like, in the clouds, this city. It's crazy shit. And other people have done it, too, and they claim that those were fake. But this one here, it looks like some type of hologram image, you know what I'm saying, of a big-ass fucking city floating on a cloud. You see, it's Super Mario Brothers. They're really fucking with the people's minds nowadays, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? They're really really doing some crazy, extra, extraordinary, fucked up shit to fuck with your mind. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm going to find that video for you. Show you that shit. People don't fall for it. It's the same type of shit we were talking about in years ago. People were saying that the Jesus hologram, what they were going to do is project the hologram of Jesus into the sky. And people were going to all freak out, you know, hit the floor. Oh, my God. It was all going to be fake. And now we know they have this technology to do this. Check out that video. The one I found, it was entitled Mysterious City Appears in Sky Above China. Check out that video. It's some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? It's some holographic shit, I think. I don't think it's real. The homie Sin is saying it's a hologram, Blue Beam Project. So look up Blue Beam Project, too. Yeah, we talk about all kinds of crazy shit on the Church of Reality. I don't know if you remember, we had Dope B on the show, and he was talking about traveling intergalactically from planet to planet whenever the fuck he wanted to or something like that. So we go in on everything. We might be talking about people selling organs and body parts to people fucking going to different planets. You don't know what you're going to catch on the Church of Reality. So check that out. And then next week, Tuesday, I believe, we got the homie Dez of Hellborn out of Jackson, Mississippi. He's got a brand new album. It's dope as fuck, called Tunnel Vision. You need to check that shit out. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? This is here's a little dedication to Tupac from one of his homies, Spice One, Thug and Me. We're out of here.
Oh, yeah.
See you guys next week.
UGS for life, bitches.
Yeah, I heard niggas out here talking major shit, you dig? But ain't now motherfucker stepped up to me and said, Spice, you a punk. Cause you know I whip his motherfucking ass. Niggas be mugging me, don't show no love for me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Now when I walk on by, niggas be mugging me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Now if your hoe come knocking at my door, she must want a thug ass nigga for show. Cause it's the young player's business and I be stacking my paper 24 motherfucking 7, a nigga having their major. Now we can do this like players, or we can hop into some gangster shit. Niggas be trying to clown when you're bailing with your bitch. I almost fail getting up out the car, but see I had the pistol with the nigga because he knows who we are. We the nigga with the Lexus, Rolex is laced up with diamonds. Time and time, I'm baller. She fuck with the shot, calling that. Then ain't no spiller to get her, she want a thug nigga popping collars. And at the same time, clocking dollars. Real as they come, I got soldiers ready to ride tonight. And when a nigga go to your jaw, you don't attempt to fight. You play a hey daddy, talking that shit on the ace. But you a bitch because you never talk this shit in my face. Niggas be mugging me, niggas be loving me. Don't play a hate me, love it, bug. And when I walk on by, niggas be mugging me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Niggas be mugging me, some niggas loving me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Now when I walk on by, niggas be mugging me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. I put the pedal to the metal when I jump the Chevy heavy in the game. But about 4 or 5 different ghetto names. I can't be tamed, I'm a deed to my heart. I can't be tamed, I've been breaking these niggas down from the start. I'm hearing shit up in the streets, man. Niggas is crazy, I've been serving them dope things on that block since you was babies. And the world is yours, nigga, you can have it all. But if you talk bad on this G-ass, nigga, you take a fall. How many hoes want a nigga that get his ass kicked? Car took, whooped, and jacked, they got no get back. I ain't the type to let no nigga jack me. Baby, we cool if they run up on the cat. Niggas be mugging me, ain't got no love for me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Now when I walk on by, niggas be mugging me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Ain't got no love for me, niggas be mugging me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. Now when I roll on by, niggas be mugging me. Don't play your hate me, love the bug. I'm off the Hennessy, when it's me, she calling right back. I'm up in the Benzo on the mobile, spitting the game off the yak. I'm strapped with 2 Glocks, cause I ain't the baller who be out there slipping. She understand that niggas be player hating, so she ain't tripping. Saggy pants, she brave, but a nigga still like to get paid. I'm keeping my mind up on my money, and all my money is made. Shade tree, niggas be trying to get in my mix. Conflicts, 40 caliber clicks, when I bury tricks. She see me knock niggas out, know I do walk by. Know I put faulty ass niggas between them sharp lines. See everybody be looking when I be bailing, trailing in those smokes. See, yeah, it ain't nothing but the smooth selling. And now I try to kick back and enjoy my riches on a sunny day. But sucker ass niggas be all up in my way. You secure the
Don't you worry about a thing. I got these two twin Glocks, and when they cock, this is what they sign. Some niggas loving me, some niggas mugging me. Don't play a hate me, let it burn. Now when I walk on by, niggas be mugging me. Don't play a hate me, let it burn.